Culture War is in full throttle. Greta Vosper is on the line this morning, minister at the West Hill United Church, and in studio, Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie, president of the Canada Christian College. And our first order of business is discussing men opting out of parenthood, because women can decide to forego parenthood as there are things available to them, but the guy is on the hook financially, and some feminists are arguing for there to be total equality. The guy should be able to also recuse himself, and that would be true choice if a man wouldn't have legal obligations for that one night of purple passion. Do you support that idea, or do you think that's maybe sliding in the wrong direction, as Charles McVitie does? Jason, what do you say? Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny.
Hey.
I don't often agree with Charles, but I think on this one I certainly do, because there seems to be a double standard in play. And I'm thinking about, prior to intimacy, what happens if the two consenting adults have an adult conversation about not wanting to have children, or even worse, if the man's deceived and something happens where a child is conceived. How is it that the man now has to take full responsibility when going into it? He assumed that nothing such as having a child would happen. Greta?
Well, all right, Greta, that's directed to you.
I think there are a number of issues that are a problem there, and I agree with the caller that it's complex, but we have evidence in our city in the last couple of weeks that what you do when you're drunk doesn't seem to matter, and I can't imagine those conversations taking place.
I'm talking about having an adult conversation.
Yes, absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't think that the environment is always there to have that adult conversation, and I think that's very true. But I agree with the caller that there are situations where men should not have to be in the situation of providing support for 18 years for a child if there was some kind of covert, I'm going to get pregnant operation taking part on the woman's part. But that's a whole different legal issue there than simply providing support.
And Greta,
our laws set a man and a woman against one another. And as soon as you have that kind of conflict, saying, "Well, you owe me this," or "You owe me that," the children are the ones who are going to end up.
No, what sets people against each other is choice, because you make the choice before you have sex. And when you have sex and a baby is the result, then you are responsible. The mother's responsible and the father is responsible. And this whole idea that the mother can opt out by removing the consequence of the choices that she has made is nonsense. And it's a nonsensical idea that a man should opt out. And it shows the hollowness of your argument of choice. I mean, what if the man is raped? Does he then still have no choice? He always has a choice.
There isn't a black and there isn't a white. It's gray. Every single one is gray. And that's what I'm saying. And it puts a burden on the judicial system, because it needs to discern what shade of gray is going on in every single situation where there is conflict. And that would be a very hard thing to determine.
Well, the child is black and white, either alive or not.
And child support, and say, this is the formula, this is how it's going to work, no matter what the circumstances are.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Ian on Highway 7, hello, Oakley Show.
Great day for talk radio.
Thank you, Ian.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Look, my thing is this one here. If a man forces sex upon a lady that's classified as rape, if she doesn't want it done to her, that's rape, that's a different story. But if two people get it on, and they both agree, and something happens inadvertently, then it should be a 50-50 decision. If the man doesn't want the baby and she wants to keep it, she should have the same rights to say, okay, I'll raise it, and you should have no onus on the man. Or the other way around, what happens if she doesn't want the baby and the guy wants it? Shouldn't he have a chance to take the child and just, she can write everything off?
Well, that's the interesting, I guess that's the latest. Guys are going to the courts to appeal for the woman to have to bring the kid to term.
But you know what? This is a false reality, because once the baby has been conceived, you now have a baby. There are now three people.
Well, no, Charles, you're disregarding where the law allows for women to secure an abortion. That's the reality.
Sure,
you don't like it, but that's the reality. And the guy can't say squat about it.
Sure, and that's tough. That's tough luck for the guy. Because,
well, that's,
you know,
but that's
what?
A double standard.
It is a double standard, and that's why choice is
standard.
Nonsense.
The woman has to carry the child to term and give birth. The man doesn't have to do that. So it's not a double.
But the man's genetic material is there, and he still has a stake in it. He's a stakeholder. Ian, finish your thought.
Sorry about that. One other thing, and I apologize. I don't mean to interfere here, but if a child was born, and I was looking like this, I don't believe in abortion, my own opinion, but if a child was born, once it happens and a life is produced, there's thousands upon thousands, me being one of them, went through the same situation, thousands upon thousands of couples out there that will take a newborn baby just like that. So if a lady does not want the child, there's no reason for that to happen. I'm not saying that it's unfortunate that she'd have to carry it for 9 months, but it's happened. Let it go. Let the baby be born. There's thousands upon thousands.
No, we understand that there are options available to the female in this case. Yeah, that's the point that's being made here. There are options for her, but not for the man.
And that's the responsibility of citizens in society. And our society has an epidemic of fatherlessness already. The last thing we need to do is allow for a legal remedy to create even more fatherlessness and then have greater reduction
of society.
All right,
so... But the guy then, he is duty bound, and whereas she is not, that's where the disparity in rights. Well, that's the unequal aspect to it. Mark, you wanted to opine? Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. From a moral aspect, and I think I understand where the issues are. From a moral aspect, it's wrong for the female to abort the fetus, and for the man to wipe himself away from the responsibility. However, from a perspective of rights, as morally wrong as it may be, and I agree with it, if the female has the right to abort the fetus, the man should have the right to opt out. But if legislation wishes to change, it's a different. But it's just the genders are not equal, and they have to become equal.
You must be a lawyer, because you use legal speak.
I'm not a lawyer, but
all of a sudden the
lawyers have been through a divorce. Family law is corrupt and unjust.
Sure.
And it just burdens the men. And when it comes to your opinion of fatherless, I agree with you, because the courts make you fatherless, because all they tell you is to pay, and you don't see your kids. So you're fatherless anyway.
I think that's a very good point, and I think that our legal system has to recognize that children that have their fathers in their lives are much more emotionally healthy, they are much more confident, and finding ways to have fathers involved in the child's life are really important. And if that means mitigate the financial burden on a male who is not able to support the child, perhaps by making child support payments that come, government support payments, recognized as that support, so that there's not a dual pressure on the man that there isn't on the woman, so that the child can be active, or so that the father can be active in the child's life. That's what we're looking toward. That's what we need to do, is consider the child.
And all right, but Greta, I wanted
the situation of the male and the female to get in the middle.